Hello guys, and welcome to Melon Sugar Podcast. It's another week and it's very nice to just be with you guys. I've missed you guys a lot, and I'm here with my other host, Delali. Hi Delali.
Hi. Hi.
How was your week?
Well, my I think it was okay. Earlier this week I decided to look for an extra job, like a side hustle.
Yeah.
And listen, hunting for jobs in Accra is not easy. It's hard.
It's very, very hard.
Especially when you're looking for a job, a job that is not like full time, like part time.
Yeah.
Something you can do after work, maybe after the close of the day. You know, it's difficult. It's very difficult.
Seriously, for me, my week was just normal. I think we've had a strike for some 3 weeks now. So yesterday they called
strike.
It off. Yes, local government, like local and civil. With the neutrality allowance and all that. So I've been at home for like a week. Let me see, for the first week I was at home, but I had to go to work. So I just go to work for like just 4 hours, then I'll just come back home. So I wasn't really, really sure, because this strike is just like the normal kind of strike. It's not like, let me say, the one we had earlier on the year, like the one we had on January. It was only 2 days, but you could see like the pressure was soon. But this one, you weren't really sure if maybe the next week you go to work or not. So I think when the news came out, like, oh, next week the strike has been called off, so next week we are going to work, a lot of people in my office were like, seriously, how did they just call it? Of course, it's like people had already started to plan for things that they wanted to do this weekend. So Charlie, it's just that this Monday is work. So during this week, what was trending on social media? With one thing, yes, that was trending was Kendrick Lamar was spotted in Ghana. Yeah, so yeah, I think that was that gave a little buzz. Yeah.
And then, so personally, I haven't really been active on social media so much this week. I went off for about 3 days, and then I logged on back in yesterday, so I haven't really been up to date with the happening. But then, a few things have happened. A few things. I think one. One that stands out, I think, is what happened in Nigeria.
Concerning the Christian girl.
Exactly, where the lady was banned for blaspheming, and I find it quite
For me, when I saw the video, I thought it was just they were just caning her. So later, when I saw the part where like I think her brains were out and all that, I was like, seriously. And what even pissed me off was, after the guy they've burnt her, or she was burning, the guy got the courage to like talk on video on, and I'm like, seriously, this can't happen in Ghana.
That's right. So when I saw the story the first time, that's actually the first thing that came into my mind. That's the first time I'm like this. You know, and as much as we have our own issues here, and you know, we have our difference and whatnot. When it comes to religious tolerance, we seem to be up there. We are very tolerant, you know, of each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite unfortunate. And then, you know, on this same matter. So one presidential aspirant in Nigeria, Atiku.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
yeah.
When the incident happened, he initially tweeted condemning the act. Then when the Islamic Society later threatened not to vote for him during the election, then he came back to issue a disclaimer saying he didn't tweet whatnot. So in other words, he was trying to justify their actions and, you know, make it look as if what they did was right. And which brings me back to our topic for discussion today, trust. You know, what has happened now is, now he isn't a man you can trust.
No, you realize that there's a man, not.
You know, you realize that there's a man who would do anything for his personal gains. Of course, he himself, of course, I'm certain he, you know, he's much aware and he's much aware that what they did was wrong. However, in order not to lose votes from the northern part of the Nigeria, you know, he had to, you know, side with them and make look as if what they did was right, which I find very unfortunate. And, you know, in our part of the world, especially in Africa, it's very common. It's so common that we have accepted that our politicians are not trustworthy. They are not people.
Oh, they are definitely not. For them, you can't even trust them with your babies.
You can't. It's very sad. You know, you look at what has happened. For instance, you know what happened. You know, earlier this year, your department had to, you know, your ministry, where you work, you had to go on strike. I'm sure. When you went on strike the first time, you know, they came. I'm sure they came to make promises. They probably promised. Meeting your needs and, you know, looking at your things you have requested for.
Yes.
But what happened? I'm sure the reason why you embarked on a second strike is because they didn't go by their words.
Yes.
And it's really sad. It's really sad.
And for me, one thing I'll always say is that for me, if I was a Nigerian, I'll never vote for him, or I'll never vote in that election. Because seriously, you just can't. Because for me, I saw the tweets and I was like, okay, so he's condemning it. And later, I saw the second tweet and I was just watching this show on DSTV, and they had like this thing running along under the screen, like highlighting, like he was like, this is something that is really condemnable, but it's not, you can't just say something you can't denigrate someone's religion or something. And I think the presenter was just watching him like what the fuck. so for me, when I saw it, I was like, Charlie, the girl should just rest in peace and anything, because for me, sometimes most of my friends, I always say I have Muslim friends, but sometimes I get to, like, let me say the but let I wouldn't say I get to, like, sometimes I will just, we will just be insulting ourselves, like our religion, and sometimes, but they don't get to that extent of just stoning someone, lashing someone, and then burning someone. No, that act is just not good.
It's gruesome. Personally, for me, I have had some very good Muslim friends. Actually, some of my closest friends are actually Muslims.
Yeah.
My best friend who is late, my best friend, he was a Muslim. And even till days, some of my closest friends are actually Muslim. These are people I spend most of my Sundays with.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, you know, seeing what is happening, what is happening and has happened in Nigeria, I find it's quite sad. It's very sad.
It's very sad. So let's head on to today's main topic. It's just about trust. So we just had like Delali just talk about just a sentence regarding politicians. You don't trust them and all that. So what's trust? For me, I'll just say trust is just having to confide in someone 100%. If you don't confide in that person, if you just confide in that person like 20%, please, you don't trust that person. And for now, in our society, let's say people are less, let me say, trustworthy. Even in our workplaces, even in everything that we do. Because now even getting to trust someone is very, very hard. Serious. It's very, very hard. And for me, bringing out this topic, I just had a skirmish about something at our office, and it all led to trust, because I think they had, they had something to do, and one person went and choked. So it was just, like Third World War in my office today, and it all came down to trust. Because one person thought they were just skipping, but he didn't know that the other two had like his in mind. So it goes to a lot of things, and today, seriously, a whole lot. So I was like, okay, let me just discuss this topic, because you might never know what topic our listeners will want to hear. So Delali, what do you have to say?
So personally, I feel trust. I think trust for me is one's ability to without any fear, or without fear, you know, putting your all into something or into someone.
Yeah.
So you look at our society now and then. You realize that because of the lack of trust, people are unable to put their all into whatever they are doing. It's been their workplace, relationship wise, and you know, and whatnot. And it is what has deteriorated to the extent that people now are unable to commit to something. You know, people can't commit to their jobs, people can't commit to their relationships, because there's this fear that, well, even if I should put my all into it, what is the guarantee that the second party would also, you know, do the same?
Yeah.
People don't have trust in each other.
No.
And it is quite sad. And you know, going back to what I was saying about the government, you know, when earlier this year, when the university chairs went on strike, you know, the reason the strike lasted so long was because earlier last year they went on strike, and they met with the government. They had some discussion, and then the government had agreed to, you know, to fulfill their needs and meet their demands.
Yeah.
However, the government didn't do as it promised. So going on a second strike, there was some sort of loss of trust. The teachers did not trust the government, and that's why even when the government, you know, asked them to go back to the classrooms, they didn't want to. Because there was no trust, you know, the government had already broken the trust. You get it.
Yeah.
So what was assurance? Yeah. Okay, now, what was assurance that now, okay, now we're going back to the classroom, you are not going to do what you did earlier. Mm. You get it. You know, it's that's the whole thing. You know, I have been in relationships where the second party was afraid to put their all because of past experiences. And you know, in this, in most of these cases, you can't really blame them, because you look at it and then you kind of understand. You get it. You know, it's why a lot of people are having trust issues. So there was, sorry, there was, I was watching a series. It actually ended today on YouTube by Indani TV.
Okay. Yeah, it's a
I don't know if you know them. It's a production house in
Nigeria. Yeah.
They make some really fine series. And you know, the recent one, they were airing Love Like This. A guy was going to get married to you. To his love, to the love of his life, and then the lady dumped him at the altar because the lady's ex had come back.
Whoa!
Yeah. So now the guy, you know, the guy lost trust in any form of love. So what happens is, in every other relationship he gets, because of the loss of trust. Because of what happened in the previous relationship, now he's unable to put his all into it. You get it, and that's what people do now. People can't put their all into it because now the society has, the society as a whole is broken. You can't really trust people, because now people are self-centered. People are always thinking about themselves.
It's
very sad. Very sad.
So let's just pinpoint to like the relationships that, because for me, most of my friends that I know, they don't trust their boyfriends, and their boyfriends don't trust them too. So let me just read a message that I got from one of them. I will mention her name. So she was like, she was there with her boyfriend, then one of her ex called her, and they were having a chat. They were having like a small talk. Then out of nowhere, his boyfriend came around, and his boyfriend was like, why, who is she chatting with? And she's like, oh, her ex. So the boyfriend was like, okay, cool. Later when they were there, she was just having, let me say, second thoughts, and out of nowhere she just blurted it out, like, his ex worries too much and he has a big dick. And seriously, it has caused a lot on our normal group chats, because people were just, most of our friends were like, nah, she shouldn't have said that, but for me, I understood her, because it has gotten to like an extent that the guy doesn't trust her again, and she too doesn't trust the guy. So I think it was also frustration that made her to just say whatever. So for normal people who are in a relationship, how can you develop that trust for someone? Because for me, I can never trust, like, even anyone I'm dating who is still talking with her ex. No. So what do you think? So what do you have to say about it?
So, you know, trust goes, it's a two-way journey. You know, you have to give trust to in order to expect trust from someone.
Yeah.
So you have to give in order to receive. So and then also, if you want to be trusted, you don't do things that will cast some about your trust, or about your behavior or your activities. So for instance, if you are in a new relationship and you claim to have gotten over your ex, yes, to your ex, but then it shouldn't be a conversation that lasts that you know that lasts more than 5 minutes. Like, what exactly are you talking about? If you are being totally honest, what exactly are you talking about? How you can you can't tell me you are having a chit chat with your ex. In the presence of your current
boyfriend, girlfriend,
like yo, it doesn't happen. So you know, for me, I've come to realize that a lot of times, you know, and you know, funny enough, people who demand or who require some level of trust from people are the ones who usually, you know, do the most.
Yeah, playing around and all that.
Playing around, and then they go like, "Yo, I'm just playing. It's a joke. And, you know, we are just playing. There's nothing happening." And some for some, it's out of ignorance. Some it's not deliberate. For some, it's because that, you know, that's how some people naturally are. But then I feel at a point in time you need to learn some sort of maturity. You need to realize that you're in a relationship with someone, and jealousy, you know, people are jealous, you understand? So you should know your limits when it comes to certain things, you understand? And for the lady, well, I'm trying to like find the right word.
Oh yeah, she's so fucked up. Cause you, I was like, know, seriously, you cry. Even the guy that you are even dating, he's not your type. Oh. He's not your type. Like, the age difference is 6 years, and even with everything, sometimes you won't even sleep for some even weekend like this, when the guy will be going out with his friends, and she will be on phone texting and collecting and whatever location and all that. She's just really, really stressing herself. So for me, I'll just say she went to her ex and her ex snacked. And I think when they were having that conversation, she thought, oh, like, she was alone and she just blurted it out. So that's on her. Because for me, nah.
And that's the thing. As I said, people now are self-centered. People think people are more concerned about themselves than the second part. You know.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
For people, it is, well, let me just do what works for me. Let me do what will please me, what will make me happy. And they do it without considering the other person, or you know, thinking about the other person. And yo,
yeah,
if you are in a relationship, it could be any form of relationship, friendship or whatever, and you have doubts about the other person's credibility or trustworthiness, I feel that relationship already is in danger. Already in danger because one, something must have happened. Something must happen for you to start questioning someone's behavior or what they are doing. You must have seen something. Of course, there are people with PTSDs. People who have really experienced some really fucked up things, like things, some extreme things, things that actually you sit down and you think about them and it sends you into a different state of mind.
Mm.
Yes, there are those people, and then there are people who are just some way. Some people are just some way, you know. Well, I feel bad for the lady, you know. In a way, I feel bad for her. I don't think the problem is from her current boyfriend.
Hmm.
I feel it is from an experience she has had.
Yeah.
you know, because for you to, you know, to be questioning for locations, for you to know everything about your partner, trying to, you know, like, yo, stalking him wherever, you know, everywhere he goes, like, yo, that's some really extreme thing. Like, it's really extreme, you know. It's crazy. I feel sad for her.
So to our listeners, one important fact, please, if you're in a relationship, don't stalk your partner. Never. Don't stalk your partner. For me, if you stalk me, if I'm in a relationship with you and you stalk me, seriously, I'll just call you and just end it. Because I don't want any... seriously, you have your privacy. Me too. I have my privacy. And I don't want to just bash in to everything that you are doing. No, if you tell me, cool. If you don't tell me, I'm at my place. Yeah. And with that self-centered thing, it made me remember something. Because where I am, people, like, let me say, the next office where I am, people get to come and marry and all that. And I think last year or something, I really, really wanted to share it on like my show, but I was like, no. But you talking about that self-centered thing, and there was this lady who came to marry. Seriously, she came. So when you're about to marry, you come with your partner, or your partner can come alone and bring an ID card of you, your details and all that. Then you guys will go and pay. So you go and pay the amount stipulated that you have to pay. Then you have to wait for like 28 days or so, or 21 days or something. So could you believe that the day that the lady came to get to like sign her marriage certificate, who would have ever thought that the guy would stood the lady up? Seriously. The girl was so shocked. She's like, no, she didn't know the guy she's about to marry. So, she knew the guy was so self-centered, but she trusts the guy so much that, like, everything the guy said, she came. Like, she did everything. And seriously, you see, I think most of us at our block, we had to just let her come inside to one of our offices and just comfort her. Because seriously, that thing, I was like, no, that guy has just had like 1 billion curses. Because the girl was so, she didn't cry, but you could see from her face, like her makeup that she has done, everything was just black. Seriously, she has just changed. Oh, so we had to just make her like feel like let her come back to herself. And later she talked a whole lot like about trust and all that. So when you just said self-centered, I was like, it just came to my mind. I'm like, okay, this story, let me just share. Because that day was so, let me say, that's the day that I knew that some guys are just evil, and some people are evil.
Let me tell you, people are evil. Why do you think people make their partners sign prenups?
Yeah,
because they don't trust the other person. See, they don't trust for you to stay with them through thick and thin.
Yeah,
you know, they don't trust you they don't trust you to hold, you know, to abide by your words, to love them till death do you part. You know, people don't trust people. That's the thing. Because on a normal circumstance, if you are marrying someone and you trust this person so much and you love this person so much as you claim, what would make you want the person to sign a prenup? You get
but,
it.
But you see, but literally, sometimes you might trust the person, but when time, like as time goes on, when the laugh fades, seriously, you don't know what the person is even planning on. You
know? So that's my point. That what will make the laugh fade? You get it.
Well, when now, see, yeah. And everyone sees the person, the other as enemies.
Let me tell you, see, the only thing that will make the person suggest that their partner's signs are clean up is probably, it's probably because they might have seen something.
Yeah.
Something questionable. So, you know, even though they have agreed to settle down with you,
yeah.
They are expecting you to do something silly. Yeah, you know, they in a way they're expecting you to mess up, to be greedy.
Yeah, true.
You know, they must have seen something. I don't know if you read this story on it was on Twitter some time back about an old man who divorced the wife a day after the marriage.
Yeah.
And then apparently later, after some years, the lady indeed divorced the man. You get it?
So yes.
You know, you think about that. You think what would make someone do that? You get it? It's like the man perceived the future. It's like he knew what was going to happen. He knew he couldn't trust her.
Yeah.
And that's why he took that move. Because really, what would make a person divorce their spouse a day after their wedding without the other person's knowledge?
Yeah.
Like, yo, when I read it, I was like, whoa, this is a wild thing. Like, it's really wild. You divorce the lady a day after you marry without her knowledge. You stay together as if you are married couples. And truly too, this lady divorces you only to find out that, you know what, you realize that, you know what, you were divorced the day after you were married.
That's evil. Let me say it's evil.
However, even though it's evil, but then you also think about it and you realize that you say, well, the man took precautions.
Yes.
Like he knew something was bound to happen. You know, the founder of Playboy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Hugh Hefner or something like that. You know, the last lady he married, you know, they signed prenup. So the lady like literally had nothing in his will.
Yeah.
You know, and this man is rich. Like, this man as at the time had so much money. And so you know you wonder, like, yo, okay, you have money, you are old. And as at the time too, his children too were old. You know, they were of age, you know, they had their own thing going. So at your age, what exactly? It's not like you're going to take your wealth and whatever you have to your grave.
But for now, you might never really know, because now a lot of people are forced into getting married and all that. So I think for now, it's just someone will just say, okay, let me just get married, have children, then I'll just divorce, or maybe we'll just be in our separate thing and all that. Yeah.
I saw somewhere that when Johnny Depp was getting married to Amber Heard, he suggested that she signed a prenup.
Yeah.
And then you look at what is happening now and you're like, yo, well. Well,
wait, Delali, wait. You see, let's, for that topic, let's just keep it for our listeners. For that topic, seriously, it should be so, because I had wanted us to talk about it during the week, but with everything that went on. So I think tomorrow we'll just do it and just on all talk and all that. So I think most of our listeners listening now will get Charlie. See, you guys, you should trust, you should be able to trust someone before you get into anything.
Learn to trust
and adapt to trusting. Don't be just self-centered and all that. So you've listened to our professor, Delali, everything, like you said. And I'd like to say thank you to every one of you in the USA, Canada, India, let me say, UK, and Belgium, yeah. And also to Nigeria, all our listeners on the continent and around the globe. Like say thank you. And yeah, I just launched our Patreon channel, so you can just go and just subscribe. You can get like the newest and updates and everything of our show there. Yeah. And one more thing too, you can find the link in the description below. And we want you guys to support the channel. Seriously, if you don't support the channel, we can't give you everything that you want to hear. Support the channel. The link is in the description below, the PayPal link. Just support the channel. Any amount is good. Just support the channel. So it's me, your host, and my other host, Lali, here on Melon Sugar. Like to say, have a good night. Sleep well. Bye. If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get the link to support this podcast. Thank you.